Golf here, and they're going to be one of those two teams that are going to be postseason play next. And they wrapped up league on Monday at Hugoton, and then it's regionals this coming Monday. They get to make the trek all the way to Wellington for a 4A regional. And we have a couple juniors that are going to join us here, starting off here with Lexi Swin. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Has this season gone fast for you?
Yeah, it's gone by really, really fast.
All right. Now, you've had, I think you have to look back and think, my goodness, what a year you've had. Beginning of the year to now here, and the improvements you made, does it kind of surprise yourself a little bit?
Yeah, it's really surprising how far I've come this season.
All right, Monday, you had league there at Hugoton there, kind of where your season started. How'd you feel like you golfed there?
I did all right, considering how hot and windy it was that day. I definitely need to work on some things, but.
Well, it was probably some of the things that maybe hurt you a little bit, probably because of the wind.
My putts and my chipping, that was definitely really difficult.
Okay, and, you know, you take a look at what you've been able to improve upon this year. What are some of the things that you have improved upon?
My irons, like distance, is definitely be like going way farther than last year.
You know, you've been in that Hugoton course twice this year, and what are some things that you maybe did better from the second or from the first time that you were there with this past Monday?
Well, I didn't break my driver this time.
That's moving ahead there.
Yeah.
Monday regionals, you go down to Wellington. It'll be a whole different course for you. And what are you looking to kind of take out of that?
Just really hoping that my putts go well and everything else is smooth.
All right. You know, maybe push toward being on that line to go to state, maybe?
Possibly.
If things work out.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. That'd be all right. You've had a good season so far, and hopefully it works out for you on Monday. Lexi, thanks again for the time, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks.
All right, Junior Lexi Swin joining us here, and we're going to get another junior joining us here, and Briglin Escalona joining us here, and she'll get the headset here real quickly. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Kind of like with Lexi, you hit the Hugoton course on Monday for his second time this year, and how did it go for you?
Considering the weather conditions, it was really windy. There was a lot of times where some of the holes were you were hitting straight into the wind, so it was definitely trickier. But overall, my score wasn't too terrible. So,
all right, did you do some things maybe that were better from last time around there?
Considering coming back from an injury, it was a little bit rougher for me because I hadn't played as often as I had wanted to since I was out a bit. But I'd say, honestly, my drives were really pretty good.
Okay. And, you know, the season's gone awful fast here. What's been one of your favorite courses to be on this year?
A favorite course? I think, honestly, Hugoton is probably up there. If not, I'm trying to think if it's Lakin. Lakin, possibly, is that where we went? But, yeah.
All right. And, you know, as quick as the season goes, you know, it's hard to believe that you're already ready for regionals here coming up next week here. But what are some things that you want to do to kind of improve on as you head to Wellington for Monday?
Definitely working on my chips and stuff, just getting up to the green. Like I said, my drives are really not too bad at all, and my iron hits are not either. It's just kind of what I kind of struggle with is just getting up to the green and kind of finding where I need to be at and things.
When you're in the moment of a tournament there, what's kind of the mindset? What do you think about, and what do you maybe try to act upon?
It definitely gets tough. The mindset does get tough because whenever you do get a bad shot or things don't go as you wanted to, you can definitely get in your head a lot, and I tend to do that a lot. But I just kind of take a deep breath, take a step back, kind of rethink everything I've been taught, and just try to continue to play on.
That just comes from being a veteran, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brooklyn, thanks again for the time, and good job on your improvement this year, and have fun and good luck at Wellington next week.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Brooke and Escalone joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to talk here with Coach Dakota Hayes here as Scott City will make that trek down south of Wichita coming up this weekend there and for the first part of next week. League on Monday. Not ideal for weather conditions for golf, but it is Western Kansas after all. But the three that you took there, how'd you feel like that they did overall?
You know, I had all three of them shot about their average and over the last couple tournaments, and that's really all you can ask for. I mean, they played well. The wind was kind of a pain a little bit, but like you said, welcome to Western Kansas. The wind's going to blow, and you really never know what's going to happen. But I feel like they battled through some of those tough shots whenever, and Lexi was struggling a little bit off the box. But the thing I like to see is that her driver wasn't quite working. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always tell them, if something's not working, ground it. Mm-hmm. And she stuck that thing in her bag and went ahead and just started teeing off with her irons. And sometimes that's what you got to do. If something's not working, don't keep trying to play it and go on and try to live to another hole. And don't let that score balloon up too much. Mm-hmm. And they all really did that. And Miley played well, and Brooklyn did, not as well as she wanted to. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those where, you know, we're starting to get to where we need to be, and hopefully we can make a pretty good push to that to get to the state tournament.
You know, it can be as compact as the season is. You don't think about it as much like this, but it can truly be a grind.
It can. You know, when you're thinking like myself, mm-hmm. between the JV and the varsity tournament, I'm gone 3 days a week. Usually it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And so it gets a little hectic, you know, and you're really hoping that mm-hmm. those girls that you leave behind will go out and stick to the practice plan that you left for them. And attest to them, they must have been doing it because yeah. we would not have seen that improvement that they've been doing. And it's really awesome to see.
And it can be kind of deflating at times with as tough as the league is. You see a lot of these players, a lot of these teams a lot. These girls have been holding their own and have been, and in some instances, continued to, even on Monday, continue to move up the leaderboard of the league.
Yeah, no, when you're looking at a team that's been as good as Colby has for the last few years and Goodland, man, they've had a few state championship teams in the past few years. Mm-hmm. And they got great coaches and all that kind of stuff. And so when our girls are stepping up and competing at that level, it's really great to see. Mm-hmm. They're coming in, they're not getting frustrated too much. They understand it's golf and to mm-hmm. go out and play and have fun and take one shot at a time. You have a bad shot, that's okay. You know, keep an even keel and try to get that next shot.
Well, I know you look ahead here to regionals. You got that on Monday. You're going to go down there Sunday and down there to Wellington. From what I understand, it's maybe been a little drier down there this year than maybe in years past. So that could maybe play a little bit different. But what are you expecting to see down at Wellington?
You know, it's one of those things where Wellington, I've heard it's a great course. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And with it being a little dry, you know, maybe there's not going to be as much water trouble as what there normally is. I don't know really, but you know, we're looking at what I think is pretty good golf weather. I mean, I think the high is 80 degrees. The wind's going to be 5 to 10 miles an hour, and I think that's when our girls play the best. Like today, they came out, they had fun. It was nice, cool weather. The wind really wasn't whipping around or anything, And so taking that mindset into a regional tournament where they're like, all right, this is what we like and this is what we're going to have fun doing. And so hopefully, you know, they play the course well and we're going to get some time to be able to be around that course on Sunday mm-hmm. when we get there and really start planning out where your misses are and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. And so hopefully they can take that and remember it and play a good round.
Is it kind of the mindset you have really nothing to lose going in there?
You know, it's one of those things we really don't. Mm-hmm. We're the underdog, and to be mm-hmm. honest with you, sometimes it's a good thing to be the underdog.
Yeah.
Where, you know, everybody's been beating you all year and mm-hmm. really looking past you. And I mean, we're still going to be competing against teams like Hugoton and, and Ulysses will be there, and Holcomb's going to be there again. Mm-hmm. But now you're throwing in other teams like Wellington and Andale's not there, but Pratt, mm-hmm. and all those other teams like that are notorious for golf, and other sports too. But their golf teams, their golf programs are pretty good, and to get those girls that confidence where they're sitting in there and playing mm-hmm. well, you just hope for the best, but they're going to have to put their best foot forward and play the best golf that they have. So,
all right. Hopefully they're able to do that here on Monday. And hopefully it's a fun day for you guys. Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here. Thanks again for the time as always here, Coach. And have a good trip down there, and good luck to you coming up on Monday.
Thanks. Appreciate it.